Another high-level departure from the Trump administration is coming. It's not entirely a surprise, but it is a big one.
Got some breaking news here. President Trump just tweeting that he will be replacing the current Director of National Intelligence, Dan Coats. In his tweet just moments ago, the president wrote, quote, "I am pleased to announce that highly respected Congressman John Ratcliffe of Texas will be nominated by me to be the Director of National Intelligence."
Coats had a tense relationship with the president over some high-profile security threats, including Russia, Iran, and North Korea.
Well, the president says that he's going to nominate Texas Republican Congressman John Ratcliffe to replace Dan Coats as the Director of National Intelligence.
Ratcliffe aggressively questioned former special counsel Robert Mueller last week in defense of the president.
I agree with the chairman this morning when he said Donald Trump is not above the law. He's not. But he damn sure shouldn't be below the law, which is where volume two of this report puts him.
The Director of National Intelligence is America's top intelligence official. The DNI oversees the CIA and 16 other U.S. spy agencies. The position was created in the aftermath of September 11th, 2001.
There was no silver bullet that could have prevented the 9/11 attacks.
That's former National Security Advisor Condoleezza Rice speaking in 2004.
In hindsight, if anything might have helped stop 9/11, it would have been better information about threats inside the United States, something made very difficult by structural and legal impediments that prevented the collection and sharing of information by our law enforcement and intelligence agencies.
A couple of months later, President George W. Bush signed the Intelligence Reform and Prevention Act into law, creating the new position of Director of National Intelligence.
The DNI will have the authority to order the collection of new intelligence, to ensure the sharing of information among agencies, and to establish common standards for the intelligence community's personnel.
The DNI controls budgets, briefs the president daily on national security threats, but maybe most importantly, the DNI is supposed to prevent the kind of bureaucratic snafus that kept U.S. intelligence agencies from stopping the attacks on September 11th. Fair to say, it is a serious job. Yesterday, Senator Mark Warner, the ranking Democrat on the Senate Intelligence Committee, tweeted that the mission of the DNI is to speak truth to power. By most accounts, Dan Coats stayed true to that mission. But what about Donald Trump's pick for the job, Republican Congressman John Ratcliffe? The Senate will have to confirm Ratcliffe as DNI. Democrats and reportedly some Republicans are wondering if he's too political for the position. Carrie Cordero was a senior attorney in the Office of the Director of National Intelligence, the ODNI. She's now a fellow at the Center for a New American Security in Washington. I asked her first about Ratcliffe's experience.
Well, he has a different background than the prior individuals who have served as Director of National Intelligence. All of the prior DNIs have either been intelligence professionals themselves over decades of experience or have had long government careers in the executive branch where they have been consumers of intelligence information. John Ratcliffe doesn't have that deep of a background as those other individuals. He has spent some time as a congressional overseer, and he's been a U.S. attorney in the Justice Department.
That counts for something, though, right?
It does count for something. He's a member of Congress. He served on the Intelligence Committee. I don't think he had a long tenure there. As for his U.S. attorney record, I would expect during his confirmation process that his record as U.S. attorney will be scrutinized. He was the U.S. attorney in the Eastern District of Texas. I can't immediately think of any major national security case that I'm aware of that was handled in that district while he was the U.S. attorney, but I'm sure that record will be scrutinized during the confirmation process.
What would all this mean if he's confirmed in terms of the safety of the average person out there from things like foreign and domestic terrorism?
Well, remember, the Director of National Intelligence does not lead an operational national security agency. So he sits up high and is implementing policy to make sure that the intelligence community is working properly. But he is responsible for the briefing that goes to senior policymakers and to the president. And so the concern is that high-level intelligence assessments, for example, threats about future foreign hostile state efforts to intervene interfere in our elections, which is a big picture issue. He would be responsible for making sure that the best intelligence assessment gets to the president. And given, for example, his performance in the hearing of Special Counsel Mueller last week, where he really came across as quite partisan, the concerns that I think will be aired in his confirmation hearing pertain to whether or not he really is willing and capable of being an impartial communicator of a considered intelligence assessment, or whether he will be malleable to the president's interests in determining what intelligence information is.
I mean, Donald Trump either denies or doesn't want to believe that the Russians were involved in the last election and hacking. He even said Putin told him they didn't do it and he believed him. Does Donald Trump want an intelligence yes man next to him who will allow foreign entities meddle in the next election?
Well, it certainly looks from his administration that he has gotten rid of, either through firing or forced resignations, cabinet leaders or senior advisors who have been willing to challenge him on these types of issues, including national security issues. So we don't know whether or not he was considering removing Director of National Intelligence Coates before or after he formed that task force focused on 2020 election security. But it certainly is a question that needs to be raised during the confirmation hearing. And so far, the president has been consistent in his lack of presidential leadership to develop a whole of government strategy to counter election interference efforts.
The New York Times is reporting that Senator Richard Burr warned the White House that John Ratcliffe was too political for the job of DNI. How certain is Ratcliffe's confirmation at this point?
Well, I think Chairman Burr, the chairman of the Senate Intelligence Committee, issued a statement today saying that once Congressman Ratcliffe has been formally nominated, the committee will engage in its process according to regular order. So certainly they'll take up the nomination. I did not read his statement to be a rousing endorsement, but we'll see how that process plays out.
Carrie Cordero, fellow at the Center for a New American Security in Washington. Thank you for your time.
Thanks so much.